Good morning and welcome to How You Do Anything is How You Do Everything. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
So our assignment from yesterday, what is your favorite childhood memory? Record and listen. Here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, it's Linda from Alabama.
Hey, Linda.
Hi, how are y'all?
Excellent, thank you. And yourself?
Okay.
Excellent would be a stretch.
Excellent would be a stretch. Hi, because I missed the.
Hang on, you're going in and out from you're going in and out for me. Linda.
Okay.
Say that again.
Yes.
You
better?
Sound a little far. Yes, perfect. Thank you.
Okay. How about now? It's good.
Now it's good. All right.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right. So yeah, I broke my arm, and now it's got some kind of weird complication thing that's really, it can be really bad or it can not be bad. You know, it's not really bad either way.
So,
bad for a couple months, or it can be bad for the rest of your life.
Okay, so you're still going in and out for me.
Yeah,
so
I think what
you said is you broke your arm,
right?
And now there's some kind of complication, and
right.
I think the next part was it could be bad either for a little while or for the rest of your life.
Right, that's right.
Is that it? Okay.
Am I any better
right.
now?
Well, you know, it's one of those Verizon commercials. Every time somebody can hear me, it gets loud and clear, and then we start talking, and yeah. So we'll just see how it goes.
Right.
I'm keeping up.
So I hope it okay. So, so I'm going back and forth between totally freaking out and accepting what is, and that kind of thing. That's kind of what I'm going through right now. But thinking of my childhood memories, favorite childhood memories, makes me feel good. So just put that in there.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, that is good, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
You want to say anything about that, or just it's a nice counterbalance for what conditioning is trying to do to you over the physical issue?
Right. I think it's a good counterbalance. Yeah. It's you know, on the days that I can relax, I mean, this disease or whatever you want to call it, it's kind of it's caused by your brain. You know, your brain thinks you're hurting when you're not or something, and it sends you signals and makes everything swell and can get bad and all this kind of stuff. So it's kind of like
wait a minute, Linda, I'm losing you again. So the condition that you have is something that is caused by what your brain is doing.
Right.
So your brain is assuming things that aren't actually happening to the body?
Right. The brain's telling the body that something's going on that's not really going on.
Uh-huh.
So it seems like, you know, practice, I mean, I'm sure that if I could do...
Wow, I've lost you altogether now.
Practice every minute. It's like if I could just calm enough, calm down. I think it's kind of, I think my theory is that it's like you're hurting and you kind of, it powers up your amygdala and your sympathetic nervous system and all that. It makes it think there's some, you know, I don't know, and then it kind of goes out of control. So if you can just relax, be mindful, and all that.
Okay, Linda, I'm going to check in. Ashwini, are you having trouble too?
Yes, I can barely hear Linda. I could hear one or three words.
Okay. Can you give us another try? Can you give it another try? Maybe call back in and...
Okay. I'm going to call back in with a different phone number, but it'll still be 334 as the area code.
Okay. Maybe Ashwini can watch for you. Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Sue.
All right. Sorry. I'm sorry.
All right. Here's our next caller, Sherry. I'll look out for Linda. Next caller, okay. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi there. Let me just get my microphone. Oh, it's in order. Hi, this is Sharon calling from Barbados.
Hello, Sharon.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was looking at that. What is your favorite childhood memory? Is that the one for today?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
When I was 5 years old, we took a trip to California. We lived in Michigan, and my father's family was in California. So we drove out there. I was five. It would have been 1950. And it was just like a Technicolor movie, the whole thing. It was just so beautiful. It was just the colors, the sea, the beach, you know. Mm. And I think I was just in heaven. I mean, there were a few little downer things. But I remember it really being so, so happy. And the visuals from that trip to this day.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Magical.
Absolutely magical. And, you know, I remember coming home and saying, you should see the waves. They're as big as a house. Of course, I was five, and maybe right. To me.
Everything was bigger then.
Yeah. And my cousin uh-huh. Jeannie, my father's niece, I thought she was so beautiful, but she was a little bit wild. I can remember her with a sailor and her saying, stop that, my niece is here or my cousin is here or something. And the uh-huh. funny the things you remember.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know, really, the tomorrow's assignment talks about how it impacts us, and I found some good awarenesses about that, but that's tomorrow, so.
All right. Well, we'll have to wait till tomorrow, huh?
Yeah.
And it's interesting, isn't it, that you live where there's a lot of ocean.
I know, and beautiful beaches and...
Mm-hmm. Big waves.
And big waves, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. To me, that's just a fun connection, a kind of a fun karmic connection, we could say.
Yeah, and if we didn't do this, if we didn't have these little assignments, it wouldn't give you an opportunity to really make those connections.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyhow, I just thank you so much for what you and Ashwini are doing and the time and energy that you put into this. It's really greatly appreciated. I know everybody says it, but it really is. Thank you so much.
Well, that's good. Oh, well, you are so very welcome. Thanks for participating, right?
Yeah, I love it. Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Sharon. It's just what dropped in about the process there for me, Sherry, is that it's so helpful to be in a practice environment because it's all about bringing something into conscious awareness. And by bringing something into conscious awareness, there's a way in which the texture of our lives deepens, right? Instead of only the sameness of conditioned mind, that invitation to look beyond conditioned mind is a way of bringing a five-year-old memory into conscious awareness, a memory that gives color and wonder and beauty
mm-hmm.
to now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really all that we're doing as a process.
Yes, and that description shows us that all of these things that we're not consciously aware of are present in our lives all the time.
Yes.
And what you just said is, it's because we are trained to look at the same things, be in the same conversation over and over and over and over, that we don't have access to all of this other stuff that actually doesn't support ego. Right?
Yeah.
And so when it's like with Sharon, when that comes into being, or Linda saying that the happiest memory from childhood is a great counterbalance to what's going on physically. Well, what if we had access to all of that happy stuff all the time instead of the tunnel vision that ego gives us to what's wrong and what's not enough?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's big, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's really big. And I think I have Linda back, Sherry, so here we go.
All right.
Next caller, you are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hey, I'm back.
Oh, and you sound good. Okay.
Okay.
Right. So,
I think what I was saying was that it seems like this condition is like the perfect thing for practice to cure. Those might not be the right words, but yeah, you know.
But
because
certainly to bring into practice, right, whatever the result is, it's going to be rich.
Right.
Because you're, what I think what I got from what I was able to hear is your sense is that when you calm down, the condition calms down.
Correct.
And that when you get upset about what's going on, then the symptoms are exacerbated.
Yeah.
Is that?
I think that is true. I would say that is true. I mean, the symptoms are, and it's interesting too, because the symptoms are really bad at night. Just like, you know, you wake up in the night and that's when EKC gets to you the worst sometimes. It's kind of, I mean, and it's at nighttime is just ridiculous.
And do you have lots of good recordings?
You know, I do. I should listen to them while I'm sleeping, shouldn't I?
While you're sleeping, to see if you wake up into something different. And certainly to have them available when you do wake up. To help yourself calm down and have that perspective and do the things that put you in a place that is true for you rather than what that system wants to generate to make things worse for you. I know we say this so often, but it just boggles the mind, doesn't it? It would wake you up in the night to torture you with this.
Right.
Sheesh.
And so I think, what I've had happening some is that, I found this one meditation that really, really helps me relax. But then if I get too upset, then it makes me more upset. Does that make sense? Or even listen to my recordings the same way?
Yeah. So this is very good. The recordings that you want to be listening to are not recordings that are designed to, to take you out of your life.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
So, in other words, they're not generic recordings that you listen to of somebody talking you into relaxing. That is not what we want to be doing. So you want to be listening to recordings that are essentially what you're telling us. What this is and what happens and what is true for you about it, and you realize that happy memories from childhood are a counterbalance, so you can recall those happy memories from childhood. You can talk about the things that you do to soothe the system, to help yourself relax and calm, okay? That's what you want to be listening to.
Okay.
And when that doesn't work... The reason it doesn't work is because it is working, and conditioning is just going to take it up a few notches, and count on us when it does that, going, oh my God, it's not working. And then we're in a worse place than we were before, right?
Right.
And so what you want to do then is the two-handed recording.
Okay,
And let the person who freaks out when conditioning ratchets up the torture, let that person talk, and then you be there for that person, and let that be what brings you back.
Okay, that is great. Thank you so much.
And then let us know
Okay. Let us know how it goes. All right.
Okay. Thanks, Sherry. Thanks, Sherry.
Glad you have two phones.
Yeah, me too. I try to remember to use this one from now on when I call. All right.
Okay.
Y'all have a great day. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Linda. Sherry, I'm going to bring in the next caller because I got bumped off on that one. So here we go. Next caller.
Okay.
You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hi. It's Jill in New York City.
Hello, Jill.
Hi. So I was doing the assignment, and, you know, I couldn't think of anything. And, well, nothing dropped in immediately. And then I could feel sort of conditioning gearing up to tell me, like, oh, my God, I must have had such a terrible childhood that I don't even have one memory.
Right. Yeah.
That's coming to me.
Or what is the matter with you that you
right.
can't recall one good thing from your childhood? It can go in both directions, right? Quite happily, as long as there's something wrong with you and your life.
And my experience. Yeah,
and
that
your
I'm
experience.
Having the
it's
wrong
very flexible.
Experience. It's very
mm-hmm.
flexible.
mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so then I hit upon some just sort of pictures or, you know, animals that I loved and things. And, you know, it was so interesting because I had that first experience. When I put my attention on the second experience, I really could feel the shift, you know, that suddenly, you know, I just felt warmth is the word that dropped in.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I got this quick little reminder about, you know, what is the focus of your intention? Attention is your, you know, is what you get.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What is the phrase? I forget the phrase.
Yeah, the quality of your life is determined by the focus of your attention.
As soon as
attention went to one of those places, you could feel your whole body change.
Yep.
Isn't that just important to see?
Because I'll just say one other quick thing is just to put in a plug in for meditation, because that had sort of some of my days had fallen off it, but I've been doing it a lot lately and it's really helping me with these exercises. I really think it supports me in seeing things like that. It really helps. Yeah, it just helps.
Absolutely. Because what happens in sitting practice is that we're training attention to be here.
Mm-hmm.
That's the biggest argument for it, and that's why there's so much resistance to it, right? Because whatever conditioning does, it shows up, right? Because we're practicing coming, you know, one, and we're seeing how all of this is being done to us, right? If we stick with it. At first, it's just, you can't do it, and it's a big mistake, and why don't you quit?
Mm-hmm.
But if we stick with it, then that's what we're practicing. We're practicing having attention here and aware of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, then you're going to do this exercise, and you are trained to be present to what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really felt that, particularly with this exercise, for some reason that the base of this, it just felt like a meditation in some ways.
Yes.
That I'm just,
well, yes.
that I'm with whatever is here.
Yes, and that you were present so that you could feel the change
mm-hmm.
that happened when you shifted
yes.
attention away
yep.
from conditioning to.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it was, you know, I'm in my office, I'm in New York City, you know, there's a lot of other sensory information available. Right now,
yes,
and to have had that experience that I could sense the subtle thing, yeah, it just made me feel incredibly grateful for that practice.
Yes, and committed to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Yes, and because once we reach this place that you're describing, we know why ego is fighting so hard to get us to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's it. It can either keep you in a place of, God, what is wrong with you? What's wrong with your life? You just can't seem to have the right. And how long have you been practicing?
Mm.
My God, this is your hope. So we can either live in that
or we could live in being able to see. I think about that little puppy, and, ooh, my whole body just changed with that. That's compelling.
Yes, it's fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
It's so unexpected from what I was told life was about.
Exactly. Next point that you made, Jill, that is really big, is you're in an office in a building in New York City at work.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Our lives are not controlled by circumstances. We can drop that conversation.
And I have to say, it took me a long time to bring practice to work like this. It just felt so separate. Like, I can't do it there. It's like there's too much going on.
And we can all hear who's making that argument. Right? Because ego takes big hits in these kinds of circumstances. Now you know you can do it at work.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
I know. And the first time that I really pushed through that, like I'm having that sense of that memory now, I mean, it was really big, really, really big to go up against conditioning over that. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Again, you know, we get it that in every generation, there is a tiny handful of people who do what we're doing. Yeah, there are a whole lot of people who don't.
Yeah.
And that is because not doing it is easy.
Mm-hmm.
Is it full of suffering? Yes. Yes, but it's a comfortable, easy suffering.
Mm.
And going up against that and actually committing to ending suffering, almost nobody is going to take that on.
And I can just do it in my office. I don't have to go over to some mountain to climb it and fight bears or whatever,
That's right. You can if you're called to, but if you're called to an office in New York City, you can do it there too.
Yeah. Amen.
All right. Thanks, Jill. Amen to that.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Gosh, Jill.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Joe. There was so much in that conversation, Sherry. And I think we'll have time for one more caller. So here we go.
All right.
Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hello. It's Carol here in Philadelphia.
Well, hello, Carol. Yes,
hello.
Hear you loud and clear.
Well, that's wonderful. Wonderful.
Happy childhood memories.
Yes. Well, there are lots of them.
Oh, isn't that good?
Yeah, there are. One of them I found in Trader Joe's the other day. They were selling maple syrup candy. And that brought up the warmest memories. I have lots of those, but that maple syrup candy brought up a lot. I attribute the childhood. So that's one. And we sang a lot in the car when we traveled. And that was lovely. That was really lovely. So there were lots of childhood. But can I ask you all a technical question, if you would allow me? Because I'm having a little trouble recording and listening. Okay? I did take the class with Karen, which I appreciate it very much. I have a little Sony instrument. I have the instructions that came with it, and I may simply have to go and invest in another one. I tried to get a neighbor who I thought had some knowledge. You see, you folks are saying things that put me off, like you can hear way back. I see that there are tracks on it, but it seems to me I come to the end of the track. The question is,
here's the thing, Carol. Here's the thing. No, I can't help you with that right now. What you can do is write into the guest master, and we will get you some tech support.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, good. Because there are lots of ways around it, so we can help you. But I really can't do it now.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Take good care. Be well.
You too. We want to get you going so that you can record a ton of happy childhood memories, and then go around listening to them and just smile as you add current happy memories to your file. So we're on it.
And add all the songs that I remember.
All the songs. Yes. Okay. We have a plan.
Yes. I'll leave you with skinnamarink-a-dink-a-dink, skinnamarink-a-doo, skinnamarink-a-dink-a-dink, I love you. See how many out there remember skinnamarink-a-dink-a-dink.
Well, I for one don't, but I like it. I'll add it to my repertoire.
Okay.
Thanks, Carol.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
So thanks, Carol. And I think we could squeeze in one more caller, Sherry. Here we go.
Really? Oh, all right.
Yeah. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hi. This is Alicia from Seattle.
Hello, Alicia.
Hello. Are you hearing me okay?
Yep. Loud and clear.
You know, I just wanted to say, I enjoy these calls, but that last one really brought me, just to a place of joy. I mean, I'm just so grateful because that's often what these calls bring me to, and so I, just the singing, that was great. So I really love that. My own experience was one of like, I can't remember anything like one of the callers said. But I just, that's often my experience actually in a lot of these. So I tend to revisit, through the recordings and then maybe make a new recording.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, then maybe it's a few days later.
Memory
is funny. I get the point. Like turning the attention to, joy that you've experienced in your life because it is absolutely there.
Yes. Yes. And so at the monastery right now, we're doing a retreat. And part of the retreat is working with a koan. And in talking about a koan, that part of the description of that is simply being open to a question that is beyond conditioned mind, that we know is going to become clear through insight, and we're positioning ourselves to be open to receiving that insight and that clarity. And to me, that's kind of what you're describing with this, right? So you know that there have been a lot of joyful moments, experiences in your life, and you know that conditioning wants to erect that barrier so that you don't see it, so that hopefully you'll feel bad and go on listening to the nonsense that it's going to tell you. And so instead of doing that, just simply to turn the attention back to an opening to recalling all of the happy, joyful times of your life, and then trusting life to just drop in that clarity for you. You may be doing the dishes or driving to work or right before you fall asleep, or it may come to you in a dream or whatever, but it'll be delivered.
That is my experience, and I also want to add, often the, it seems like the inspiration for that delivery a few days later is the recording, you know, is the old recording, at least, of the question. I mean, at least, because otherwise,
it
drops out of my
head, right.
It seems.
That's exactly right. That's exactly why recording and listening is so important, isn't it? Because conditioning is a master of gone. We had something about that recently with the Valentine. Oh, yeah, I'll do that.
Right.
Yeah, oh, that's great. Yeah, I'm so excited to do that later. Never think of it again. Unless it's on a recording. And then it's going to come through again, and there's going to be that, right. And for those of us really practicing, a commitment to sit down right now and do it. Because it will come in at a perfect time.
Yeah, that's I love. Mm-hmm. I love that. It sounds so much more graceful when you talk about it. So that's great.
Well, we're so cared for. We're so perfectly cared for, and to me, one of the big parts of practice is breaking through ego's resistance to us knowing that, having that as our experience. We are so perfectly lived.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Alicia and Sherry. That brings us to the end of another show. And our question for today, as Sharon alluded to, is, what does it tell you about who you are now? Record and listen. So your favorite childhood memory, what does it tell you about who you are now? Record and listen.
All right. I just love this. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much. Thank you, Ashwini. Thank you, everybody. Go happy.
Go happy.
And, yeah.
Talk tomorrow.
Okay. Bye-bye.